Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Brenda and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 8th, 2008. The question is, what was our experience when sharing our secrets with someone in the fifth step? The fifth step says, admitted to God, ourselves, and another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. To be honest, the very first time I worked this step, it was very, very painful. I wanted sobriety, so I was willing to go to any lengths, and I trusted the sponsor and shared very intimate things that I had never told anyone before. After I shared everything, she left, and I turned to the part in the Big Book on page 75 that says, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. I sat there, looked at the inventory, and all of a sudden, I did not feel I had a God. I realized that God had let all this stuff happen to me. I mean, this was some horrid, horrid stuff. I then got very angry and embarrassed that I had just told someone all this crap. And without thinking, I got up and went to a nearby store, bought some beer, and started drinking. I didn't even call a sponsor. I wanted out of this body and out of this world. There was no God for me that day. All that I could do was douse the pain. It was excruciating. It was like a Western movie where people used to use alcohol before removing a bullet from the body. So for me, I relapsed after doing my first fifth step. If you are new, I highly suggest you do not do what I did. Work the inventory slowly. Take breaks if you need to. Make sure you are aware that all that crap is in your past. It's not happening now, and you don't do those things anymore. Make a gratitude list. Do whatever it takes to feel good about yourself and not drink. I finally came into the rooms for good on August 8th, 2008. Telling someone my deepest, darkest secrets opened deep, deep wounds that I'm still working on today. I have actually needed psychiatric help outside the program to deal with some of the mental and emotional issues. For me, it makes sense that I felt I needed to drink, for I needed to acclimate to the truth of who I am as I began to express what I had repressed for my whole life since childhood. I'm very happy that I'm able to see, however, that no matter how much I drank or got drunk, when I woke up, I was still here. Alcohol was and is no longer a solution. I think about the first sponsor often. She actually saved my life, really, with the compassion, the patience, kindness, and time she gave me. I will always remember that. I draw on that experience as I now help women work the steps. I give to them exactly what she gave to me. I will be forever grateful for that experience. Now, after 12 years of continuous sobriety, I see the fifth step as a way to be held accountable for my actions. Working with honesty and a willingness to be teachable, we become like the phoenix who rises out of the ashes and we are reborn. Each day is a clean slate. What a gift to be available to help others. There's so much misery in the world, and to be in a place where all we have to do is not drink today, this is a simple way to not add to the existing misery. And if a lot of us do this daily, well, in a way, we get to save the world, at least from our drunken madness, and that's a good thing. What a clear, definite demonstration of spirit at work. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.